In Puerto Rico, a third of homes and businesses are still without electricity months after Hurricane Maria flattened the power grid there. The island's publicly owned power utility has been dogged by issues for years, and now Puerto Rico's governor, Ricardo Rosselló, is trying something new. He has a plan to privatize the power company over the next 18 months. Here's NPR's Adrian Florido.
In a televised address from the governor's mansion, Rosselló harshly criticized the public utility, which he said had abandoned maintenance of the electric grid over the last decade, making it ripe for the total destruction it suffered during Hurricane Maria.
La Autoridad de Energía Eléctrica dejará de existir como deficientemente hoy opera.
The Electric Energy Authority will cease to exist the way it so deficiently does today, Rosselló said. He added that in the coming days, the government would begin working to sell the utility to private companies, which he said would transform the electric grid into a, quote, modern, efficient, and less expensive one.
Este será el salto hacia la modernización de Puerto Rico.
This will be Puerto Rico's leap toward modernity, the governor said. In Puerto Rico, nearly a third of the public utility's customers remain without electricity more than 4 months after Maria. As it's struggled to restore power, the utility, known as PREPA, has also been mired in controversy, facing accusations of issuing inflated grid repair contracts and of hoarding critical supplies needed to fix the power grid. PREPA is also $9 billion in debt. Talk of privatizing it has been going on since before Maria hit. In August, the board that the U.S. Congress put in place to oversee Puerto Rico's troubled finances signaled support for privatization. After the governor's address on Monday, Tomás Rivera Schatz, the president of Puerto Rico's Senate, said legislative leaders support the plan and will pass a bill to make it legal. Others were critical. San Juan Mayor Carmen Yulín Cruz tweeted that the plan was putting the island's economic future in the hands of private interests. Ex-Governor Alejandro García Padilla said he was worried about the jobs of utility workers. The Utility Workers Union also opposes privatization. On Monday evening, José Ortiz Rodríguez was sitting in a plaza near the governor's mansion in San Juan. He said he opposed privatizing the electric utility too. I think the government made its work difficult on purpose, he said, so it could justify this move. But Ángel Antonio López, who was sitting nearby, said he was happy about the plan. Because it'll bring more competition, he said, and we'll be able to choose the utility company that serves us best. Adrian Florido, NPR News, San Juan, Puerto Rico.
All right, we do want to mention a developing story we are watching closely this morning. A tsunami warning has been issued for the coast of Alaska. Authorities are urging coastal residents to move to higher ground after a 7.9 magnitude earthquake struck some 160 miles off the coast of Kodiak Island in the Gulf of Alaska. There are no immediate reports of damage or injuries. We're going to bring you the latest developments on this story as they come in.